First case, please.
Our first case this evening is case number 12,100. Christopher A. Holt and Emery H. Bevel seeking special use exceptions to operate a tourist home, also referred to as a bed and breakfast inn, and for a garage studio apartment under sections 115-23 and 115-210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Willow Creek Road, approximately 868 feet northeast of the intersection of Coastal Highway Route 1 and Willow Creek Road. The 911 address is 16239 Willow Creek Road, Lewis. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 235, Map 23, Parcel 4.11. Staff would note that we received 9 letters of support. There was a packet at each of your stations when you arrived this evening. Those letters were received on February 15th. We received 0 letters of opposition and no mail returns.
Thank you. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, members of the board. I'm Bill Schaub. I'm here on behalf of the applicants. And as Walls mentioned, this is a request for special use exception. There are two parts to it. One is the ability to operate a tourist home or a bed and breakfast, and the second is to allow one of the structures on the property to be used as an auxiliary residential property. As mentioned in the application, Mr. Bevel and Mr. Holt bought the property, and when they bought it, it was, in terms of structures, essentially the way it is today. There was the home, and there were two outbuildings, one they would call the log cabin, the second one they would call the pool house. After they bought the property, they added the pool, but then they got a permit for a shed. But other than that, the structures are the same. I submitted a number of pictures with the application, and I think the pictures pretty well answer so many of the questions that oftentimes come about for these types of applications. First of all, I believe the property is extremely attractive property. You can see that from the pictures. It's a very large property. It has a large amount of parking, and it is tree covered to the point you get from the aerial views. Some parts are even hard to see some of the buildings because it is such a wooded property. Also, while it is in a subdivision of Willow Creek, it is the very first house as you go in, and it has their commercial properties on kind of two sides, and then a large field in front. Very importantly, of the 10 neighbors contacted by the county for notice of hearing, 9 of them have sent letters in support, and the 10th person has just been away, or we're not sure why they did not. The property that they would like to be allowed to be the auxiliary building is what is called the log cabin. For the bed and breakfast, they could have a total of 6 bedrooms, and the home has 4, the existing home. The log cabin has 1, and the pool house has, it's like one big area, but it's room for 1 sleeping area. So I believe it meets the criteria, the objective criteria. The subjective criteria mostly is that it does not substantially adversely affect the surrounding properties, and I can't imagine any better proof of that than letters from all of those, from all of the people who surround them. And I think for all of those reasons, I would ask that the request be granted. Mr. Bevel's here to, he can be sworn in to testify and answer any questions, unless the board has any questions with me.
Well, I'm going to start down here with Mr. Mills.
How many square feet is the the cabin?
Sir, you need to be sworn in first, if you would, please.
I'm sorry, yeah.
Before you can answer those.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record? Thank you. Speak up so we can catch on here.
Yeah. 16239 Willow Creek Road, Lewis, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I affirm so.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm not sure actually the square feet of the cabin, but I could get that for the record. I would say maybe 100, but I'm not sure.
10 by 10?
Maybe 20 by 20. Maybe that's, maybe 20 by 20, yeah.
Okay. And it's just one floor?
It's one floor with half a loft.
And the and in my packet, the application of the, what we're calling the cabin is the second to last. Well, it's the second to last picture in my package.
Okay, because it can't be more than 800 square feet. And does it have cooking facilities?
No cooking facilities.
Okay. How many days a week are you operating the bed and breakfast?
We're currently not operating as a B&B.
How many do you intend to operate?
In the near future, our business plan isn't such that we're going to be operating in the near future, but I would say it would be 7 days a week, maybe one day closing for complete cleaning.
Okay. And just for overnight type of?
Short term.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, no other questions.
Thank you. Mr. Mayor?
No questions.
Mr. Workman?
The high spot of pool, is that how many bedrooms do you have in there?
It's similar to the log cabin where it's mainly one downstairs building with a kitchenette
in that one.
Yes, but it's no cooking facilities.
Okay.
By kitchenette, I mean a sink and a refrigerator.
Okay.
And there's a half a loft or a third of a ceiling loft.
Okay. Thank you.
No other questions.
Sure. Yeah, I just want to make sure I got it right. So you've got four bedrooms in the house that are going to be used for this B&B.
Yes.
And then you've got the pool house that's got one, and then the log cabin that's got one.
Correct.
Have you no cooking facilities in the four bedrooms in the house, correct?
Correct.
All right. And I believe your attorney stated that there was no issues with parking on the property. You've got parking spaces for all the folks who may be using
excessive,
it.
Excessive, yeah.
Okay. I also, just before I forget, I don't know if I heard you affirm the statements made by Mr. Schaub is true and correct.
Yes.
And I think you're correct. I forgot to ask that.
I just want to make sure we have the record clear. One of the questions that I've got, it looks to me like we would probably, and Mrs. Walls, if I'm right here, we probably need a special use exception for the home for a tourist home, which we've advertised for. And it looks like two special use exceptions because we have two different structures for the one for the pool house and one for the log cabin as a garage/studio apartment. Is that how you are interpreting it?
Yes.
Okay. Just want to make sure we've got it right as far as, I know we've advertised for both, so it's
yes.
It's not an issue there, but I want to make sure we're classifying it the right way.
Yes.
Okay. And any issues with restrictive covenants in the neighborhood that would prohibit this?
No.
Okay. I have no further questions. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
The main home, is that where you're going to have the meals for other people there? You're going to be cooking everything for there?
Yes.
Okay. It's going to be your main place.
Yes.
And if I may, one other point, there already is an existing B&B in the same community.
Okay.
It's further into the community than theirs. Theirs is the first house that's going.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, could you hold on just a minute?
Sure.
Because I've asked Mr. Sharp for clarification.
Okay.
It
doesn't say a number?
Nope. It says other special use exceptions as follows, garage/studio apartments.
Plural. Okay.
All right. There's at least one parking space for the exclusive use of the tenant.
We've only approved one per property so far.
Right.
That's why I was curious.
Well, that's good. Okay. Does that answer your question then? I'm open for a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the the applicant suggests that the request for both will not substantially affect the uses of the neighboring and adjacent properties adversely, that is. I didn't hear testimony to the contrary, so I make a motion that we approve case number 12,100.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Mears that we approve case number 12,100. All those in favor of that motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mears?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by vote of 4-0, case number 12,100 is approved.
Thank you.